Relationship. Relationship with our Creator, relationship with ourselves, relationships with others. All that's important. It really is. All of it's important. So we want to do what we can to, you know, do our part to make relationships the best they can be. I had talked about pressure. We were talking about the pressure that parents sometimes, undue pressure, that parents sometimes put on their children. And man, ooh, that's not good. Not good, not good. That doesn't mean we don't try to motivate them to do better. We do try to motivate them to do better. That's part of our purpose as parents. But again, one of the keys to truly attempting to motivate them rather than trying to drive them is to make sure that we are working to do what we truly believe is best for them. And one of the ways we come up with, you know, what we truly believe is best for them is by first giving a lot of thought, giving it a lot of thought ourselves. And we can be watching them to see what kinds of activities interest them. We can listen closely to hear how they talk, listen to what they're talking about from 1 month to the next, from 1 year to the next, as we try to determine what may be their passion or what is their passion. You know, one of the truths shared with us is that we should be training up our children in the way they should go. And very often it is concluded that God is conveying to us that we should make sure that our children are taught to follow the ways of righteousness. That scripture is saying we should be teaching our children to follow the ways of righteousness. Following the ways of righteousness is critical. But that's not the primary focus of that verse. That verse really focuses on finding out what a child's strengths and passions are so that we can motivate, or at least try to motivate our children to pursue that which will have them living out their strengths and their passions. So we notice that our child really loves music. Not just listening to it, but playing instruments. This is something that our child is passionate about. He or she wants to be in the band. They want their own instrument. They want to practice. They may be giving us a clue as to a vocation for them to pursue. Our child really, really loves math. Let's keep an eye on it. See if there are other courses that the child also enjoys. But be asking ourselves all the time, is this the subject that my child likes the most? Maybe something math related, whether it has to do with computers, which involves a lot of math, whether it has to do with accounting, may not be the best field to go into now, since they're suggesting that in years to come, the humanoids, the hubots, the artificial intelligence in the form of human bodies, etc., will probably be taking over accounting jobs. But there are other things that can be done with math. I mentioned the computers. You know, we're finding out what our children really enjoy, what they're passionate about. If they're passionate about athletics, that can get tricky, because a lot of kids are passionate about sports. And a lot of them want to become a professional athlete, and they may not be cut out for it, even though they're passionate. So we're looking at where they're going, what their interests are, And we're also talking with them. We're asking them questions. You don't have to try to figure it all out unassisted. Talk with our children from time to time. Don't necessarily have to have all the discussion in one day or one night and boom, it's done. No, you're learning your child. So you're discovering the passions, discovering the strengths. Try to help your child be exposed to a number of different types of opportunities. See what you can pick up on. All right. Briefly, from the self-aware leader, Dr. Terry Linhart, look at what some authors call margins. And we look at margins that God has built into the lives of his people. Margins in this context has to do with what we do in order to take a break. Yeah, what we do in order to rest, what we do in order to recover, etc. We'll talk about this more in depth a little bit later, but be thinking about this. Margins that God has built into the lives of his people. They include daily routines, weekly routines, monthly reminders, annual routines, depending on perspectives that you come from, reminders every 7 years, maybe even once in a lifetime, celebrations. Let's look at that more in depth next week. Margins, those events, those activities that are put in play for the purpose of helping us rest, revive, recover, be refreshed. In the meantime, I want you to be thinking about what you can do to make rest, good rest, part of your life and part of your children's lives, your family's lives. Rest, not only for the body, but for the soul. So that as you get the rest and refreshment you need, you can be passing that on to your family, helping them rest and relax too, so that they're more motivated, more strengthened to keep moving through life. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.